The top stories at 5:30. Officials are considering how they can protect a British hostage being held by Islamic State extremists. It's after US journalist Stephen Sotloff was murdered in a video where an extremist with an English accent also threatens a British hostage. The parents of Asher King have been told they can't remove their son from hospital in Spain for alternative treatment because he's a ward of the court. They've been reunited with the five-year-old and want him to undergo proton beam treatment for his brain tumour. Councillors in Sheffield are calling for their police and crime commissioner to resign following the Rotherham sex abuse scandal. They've passed a vote of no confidence in Sean Wright. A British nurse who contracted Ebola while working in Sierra Leone says he feels very lucky to be alive. William Pooley's been discharged from a hospital in London after making a complete recovery from the disease. And England kick off their first match since their poor World Cup campaign this evening. They have a friendly with Norway at Wembley Stadium, which is expected to be less than half full. Those are the headlines. I'm Holly Powell-Jones.